you're on now.
Okay, thank you. What was I? Oh, yes, Carol, Liz.
Liz? Mm. How do you support spiritual growth of the people around you?
How do you support spiritual growth, or how do you create spiritual growth?
Well, that's what they're trying to.
Yeah, it sounds to me like they're trying to help their loved ones evolve. You can. The best way for you to help another human being spiritually is by showing them through example. You can talk all day long, but unless you live and walk your talk, it's meaningless. And it's their right to go in whatever direction they choose to go in. You may think that it's not a bright idea or a good idea for them. We were talking earlier about people that lead people astray with occult groups or spiritual groups or new age groups or whatever the case may be. There's a whole lot of wannabes out there. There's a whole lot of people that will take your money and take you down the path, but it's for their good and it's not for yours. But sometimes it's your lesson to walk the path to learn that that isn't the path you need to be on. So I don't judge people for doing those things, but I do try to warn them. You know, be aware that the walk that you're walking can be perilous, might be dangerous for you. But it's your right to walk it. Maybe that's what you need. So I don't think we should get in the way of other people's path or belief systems. I don't think we should, particularly as Christians, I don't think we need to be shoving our belief system down other people's throats. I think that's really wrong.
But that makes you more godly, according to some.
Well, let them be godly. I choose not to do it that way.
I agree.
I would much prefer to be an example.
I think you meet more resistance when you
try
to.
Yeah. Well, they're going to rebel. When I went to New York, I thought it would be more spiritual because there was a greater group of people and, you know, and I found it was really lacking with spirituality. A lot of the people there had been turned against Christ through their belief systems, and I was really saddened by that. Because it's like, I don't want to be that kind of Christian. I don't want to be that. I know about that Christ, and I know what they do. I know they rip you off in the name of what I got. And I was just really, really saddened by that.
Were these mediums, or was this a mediumship group, or what type of group was it?
No, this was psychologists and psychiatrists.
Because I encountered the same thing when I went to London 2 summers ago.
Oh, yeah, they've got it there too. People, when you get into religions and belief systems, they get, how can I put it, so turned off that they throw the baby out with bathwater. They don't want anything to do with anything. Which is really, really sad. But now, isn't that the perfect way for the dark side to work?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were mediums and they were spiritualists who practiced spiritualism, and there was no protection, no nothing.
No, there's none.
They would just let
anything come through.
I remember leaving and I was like, I just felt disgusting after I left.
Yes.
So the same goes for praying for people? Is there like a simple prayer for their highest good?
Always for their highest good.
Okay.
I pray for their highest good, or I pray for the healing of whomever. You're allowed to pray for people,
okay,
but you're not allowed to do the lifting for
without,
others
without
their
permission.
So yeah, when I'm asked to pray for someone, I always pray for their highest good, and that they be on their appropriate path for their most appropriate learning.
That's good. So you don't necessarily do the lifting every time somebody says, "Hey, will you pray for me?"
I get direct permission to pray for them, yes, I will. If they ask, it depends on how I'm asked. Like after I've done a prayer, I've done the lifting on someone and I've given them the lifting, they'll say, "Will you keep me in your prayers, or will you pray for me?" That doesn't mean I'm going to be doing the lifting on them. I will ask that they be that they be set in their most appropriate path and for their highest good. Or healing, or whatever the case may be. Or maybe prosperity. I'll ask for maybe divine spirits of prosperity to anoint them and to help them, if that is appropriate for them. Because until I become God, I don't know what's appropriate.
Not really.
And I don't think I'm in a close running, okay?
I got a question.
Yeah.
In that vein, let's say that you pray for assistance in say a particular area. Okay.
And guide up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And or like a divine spirit. Mm-hmm. Where you ask, you know, not for patience or whatever, but you know, something that's gonna help you. Like if you're poor and you wanna be, you know, have more resources, financial resources available to you, things like that. How do you know if it is the proper path? When would you be able to discern, or what would you think would happen to be able to discern if it is or if it isn't that path, so you won't waste time pursuing it if it's not meant for you to do that?
Well, I've had paths. I've done prayers for things, and then I had a path presented to me that looked like it was a gift from God, only to find out it really wasn't. Turned out to be really negative.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've learned to do when something is presented to me, I will say, "God, if this is appropriate for me, I ask that all be opened and that the path be opened for me. If this is not appropriate for me, I ask that it be shut down."
Okay.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
So you can do that on the onset?
Yes, sir.
So it wouldn't waste time.
That's right.
Could you do the kinesthetic thing too?
It's a future thing. I had this situation that came up where I could teach in New York City, or I am doing a workshop, or I could go to Japan and teach. Well, they both look really pretty good. I said, "Okay, God, I don't know which one I'm supposed to do, but I want the one that's to my highest good and to the highest good that I will be in contact with. And I ask that if it's appropriate for me to go to Japan, then I ask that all doors be open and that the other one be closed. If it's more appropriate for me to go to New York, then I ask that Japan be closed in the name of Jesus Christ." Japan got a blizzard. That was the end of Japan.
I thought you were going to say Fukushima. Tsunami.
Yeah. So, it works for me. And it'll work in about 12 hours.
That makes sense. It really does. Thank you.
But I really believe, okay, if you don't really believe, it might not be as easy or as strong for you. Because you're developing in faith. Not faith to God, but in faith in what you're doing and what you're asking for.
So if something just kind of pops up in your path, and it, like you said, it may feel really good on the onset, then you do the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. If it's appropriate.
And usually, if it's too good to be true, I usually shut it down.
Yeah.
Those don't work out well. And there's usually a little feeling with it that goes, it's too good to be true. Doesn't feel right. You shut those down. But when in doubt, you can ask. But it might also be a lesson. Good question.
Cool.
Any others? What was the other one then?
It's 10 o'clock.
Is it 10? It is 10. Okay, then we're done.
Oh.
Okay, then we do circle.
It's going to have to be a small circle.
Yeah. So there won't be a meeting on the 2nd, it'll be the 3rd.
It'll be the 3rd